Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk from the Voice of America in Washington, and this is Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about peaceful marches in Harare over Zimbabwe's proposals to introduce or not.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter MOE frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voindebele.com, and at www.voashona.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about public protests in Zimbabwe.
Thousands of Zimbabweans staged a peaceful march in Harare today to express their dismay over the proposed introduction of bond notes. President Robert Mugabe's government has also failed to address some issues which the protesters were saying are causes of the deteriorating economic situation in the country and other issues that are affecting the country.
The protesters urged President Robert Mugabe to step down, claiming that he has allegedly failed to run the country.
And so tonight we want to hear from you viewers on this issue. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-217-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. Gibbs.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing how we're going to get there.
I'm sure.
Sibonile ke njalo sizwile abanye benu enqali zwanga njalo ukuthi kona ngale Harare kade kulokutshengisela jonga okunye okumangalisayo ukuthi abantu bebechayi toyitoy besenza kubuka ofunayo kodwa bagijinyiswa ngamapolisi bagcwala iganga ongaza kubonakala. So bebe khona na ukuthi kulalokho kuthiwa ama-bond notes omethi nxa kubuya October abe khona afakwe abantu basebenzise via ama-business
basara August na September.
Aha.
Kuto October apinde.
2 months manje.
2 months.
Eh. Antu wena kwanisa 2 months.
Zino two months. 2 months is.
Yei kunjalo.
Zino Gibbs janisingadzwisenje kuti ma-bond notes munguva atodindwa kusvika nasi.
Yeah.
Atopo amirira ngoto October but vanhu vakucharamba.
Yeah.
Asi vakatanga vakwanhu vachiramba kutambira ma-bond notes kubvira kokutanga. Ndizvozvo.
So isikwesava ke jonga lapha kuti abantu kuza hlupa lokho. Ukuthi abantu bengafuni ukuthi ama-bond notes la abuye, you know, kuyagcina vele kusenza ukuthi elizweni kungabi lokuhlaliseka. Njalo nxa bekukhuluma bona bathi ama-bond notes lawa uhulumende uzamntu alethe iZimbabwe dollar. Uyakhumbula iZimbabwe dollar laphana uyifake ebhareni iyinqwabanqwaba kuthi sathenga one loaf.
One loaf.
Kangalibona
futhi. Asiye anga isiri Zimbabwe dollar manje ke.
Yeah.
Anga ari mabira check.
Ikonoko kanye.
Ukatengisa zvirimwa ukaenda ku Grain Marketing Board GMB kana ku Cotton Marketing Board unopiwa check.
Yeah.
Ndozva zvakafanana izvozvo. Yanga iri bira check. Akaitakura ndiye muridzi wayo. Ukaidonidza ndikainhonga ya check yangu.
Anjovona.
Idze ku GMB dzinongozonyorwa Stones Gibbs Dube.
Yeah.
Yanga iri bira check. Akaitakura ndiye muridzi wayo.
Manje ngilomngano wami wayijala ukuthi ungani kujama kasi. Wazi upongo spread.
Yeah.
Wayehlekezelale.
Zvakaoma Gibbs wangu nhasi tiri kuzeya kuratidzira kwaitika muguta reHarare kwatinonzwa kuti kwapindwa nezviuru zvevanhu zvapinda mumugwagwa vachiratidzira vachiramba kutambira ma-bond notes. Mari yatonzwa kuti iri kuda kuparurwa nehurumende muna October asi mapurisa anonzi azomboita hwakitsina gonzo nevanga vachiratidzira ivava mushure mekunge vabva kuhofisi yegurukota rezvemari vapatrick chinamasa kwavasiya gwaro renyunyuto vanga vakuenda kuparamende kuti vanosiya rimwe gwaro kwatinonzwa kuti ndopazoita kukandwa kwematiye gasi nezvimwe zvakadaro taona vamwe vanga vachitaura vatakuwara vatatinawo pachirongwa chedu Gibbs vanga vachiragidza maronda ekuwara saka ndonyatsira toda kuti kurukure tichinzwa taita rombo rakanaka nokuti tabata mutungamiri webato re Transform Zimbabwe vaJacob Mugaruvume vanoiva nebato rakaendesa nyaya iyi kudare nezuro. Mushure mekunge mapurisa arambidza vanhu kuratidzira ikoko kana kufora ikoko, Transform Zimbabwe yakaenda kudare repamusoro High Court zvechimbi chimbi agent chamber application vakapiwa mvume yekunzi aiwa regai vanhu varatidzire vasingakanganiswe nemapurisa regai mi vanhu vaite zvavanoda ndozvinobvumidzwa nebumbiro remutemo zvatonzwawo ndozvanga zvichitwa nevanhu asi vazotandaniswa nemapurisa.
Oh yes, chonga, we've got Mr. Ngaruvume on the line right now. Mr. Ngaruvume, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Are you on the line, Mr. Ngaruvume?
Yes, I'm on the line. I can hear
Hello,
you.
Mr. Ngaruvume, are you there?
Yeah, he can. He says he can hear us.
Oh, you can hear us. Maybe.
Yes.
Go ahead and ask him one or two questions.
Mr. Ngaruvume, maybe the first question is how successful this demonstration or protest or march, whatever people want to call it, was.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kandemiri. The march was very successful. We would like to thank the people of Zimbabwe for their overwhelming support against the Bond Not March. And people came out in their thousands, and they are humbled by that support which we received from the people of Zimbabwe. And it was a success. But of course, success is measured in two forms. Yes, the people came out to protest in their number, which we appreciate. But now, the main part of that success should be when government resigned their decision to introduce Bond Not, which is illegal. So that would consider success to the whole march when we achieve to stop government from introducing Bond Not.
But do you think this has any positive impact, the protests and the petitions? Because we understand, I think it was early this week, that the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe governor announced that the bond notes will be introduced in October and everything is going according to plan.
It means a lot when people come together to collectively say no to an illegal currency which the government wants to introduce. And in any case, our argument as citizens, as Zimbabweans, is that Section 68 of the Constitution, read with Chapter 3 of the Administrative Justice Act, compels or requires the resident governor to act in a lawful manner. And there is nothing in the resident act or the banking act which empowers the governor of the Reserve Bank to introduce bond notes. So introducing bond notes will be plainly contrary to the law. It's plainly illegal. And so when people come together to raise these concerns, it means a lot, even to the Reserve Bank government. Should he go ahead and introduce the bond notes which are illegal, which the people don't want? If he goes ahead, he has already seen the move in the people. The people are angry. We will simply not accept the bond note. We will not accept it as money. We will reject it on the street, in the market, and everywhere. It will only be a current which we and whoever would use. But the people of God will say no. And if they don't want to listen to the people, they will see we are ready for that confirmation.
So, Mr. Ngaruvume, today you actually went to the Minister of Finance's offices and you actually met the permanent secretary there. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, we met the permanent secretary who informed us that the Minister of Finance, Patrick Chinamasa, was not around, was in another pre-arranged engagement. And so we explained to him where we are coming from as citizens and as Zimbabweans. We explained to him who we are and what our concerns about the bond law, and then we left the petition. And he assured us that Mr. Chinamasa would come back to us in a reasonable time frame before the introduction of the bond law to tell us of what they make of that petition.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngaruvume. May you kindly stay on the line. Gibbs, we have Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF MP for Pelandaba Mpopoma. Honorable Chuma, welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing fine, and as usual, we say welcome and thank you for sparing some minutes with us. The topic today is on the protest or march that was held in Harare by many Zimbabweans, including Transform Zimbabwe and the president of the party, Mr. Jacob Ngaruvume, who is also a part of our guests here. And how do you view these protests, people saying no to bond notes, and the government is saying bond notes is the answer to our problems?
My first take on this whole issue is that are we now doing protests like it's something which is inflation, or we are being genuine, or what? Because I know for a fact that at times, as Zimbabweans, they have a tendency of following a certain trend. I remember when some person started this Chuhuta thing, the quail birds, then everybody was going after that, looking for that and wanting to rear the quail birds. Everyone wanted to be associated with the quail birds. And now, here we are, somebody again, a pastor who was supposed to be administering our souls and making them pure for the Lord, decided to jump into politics and do a hashtag, this flag. And now everybody now is on that same bandwagon again. And then I said to myself, how sincere are we? How real are we? Is it all about realism, or it's about putting your name into some famous marketable place or something? That is a question that actually quickly jumps into my mind. But look, if we are about wanting to fix things, then the very first port of call should be understanding whatever is happening. Yes, I have a problem at times with the government not communicating well and properly to the citizens of Zimbabwe. But still, after the communications have been done and explanations have been put across, and having looked into this whole issue of the bond notes, how they are supposed to be introduced, how they're going to be used, honestly speaking, anybody who wants to alleviate the cash shortages and the problems that we are currently facing would sincerely embrace that as a short-term solution while we try and a bridge up the longer version of this route. And the longer version is to then get our economy to start producing, and then we are stable. But now, solutions are coming up. Okay, fine. You don't want the bond note. And then what? What solutions are you coming up with? Are you criticizing constructively, or it's now just a mere game? It's now a mere way of trying to attract a bit of fame to your side and probably end up getting a bit of some money from the Western donors who are very quick to look at anybody who has a bad voice, a bad say about the president. Surely it becomes a hero to the Western world. And then I said to myself, is that how we want to seriously build Zimbabwe, or we've fallen into a prank of following suit what somebody else has started? Those are the questions that are coming into my mind. But if it's a genuine thing, then let us start talking. Okay, if you don't want bond notes, what solutions are you proffering? What do you suggest as another way out? Because government is not about just the government, because the government is the people. So the people, while they want to protest, they must come up and say, no, do not introduce bond notes, but instead, why can't you do A, B, C, D? And then now we can say, okay, we are looking at trying to solve Zimbabwean problems genuinely as Zimbabweans. Because look here, nobody's going to come out from heaven or Mars or anywhere and come and solve our problems here in Zimbabwe besides us Zimbabweans. Mm-hmm. So are we genuine?
Honorable, maybe we can give a chance to Mr. Ngaruvume to just briefly respond to that before we go to our caller.
Right. You see, it's very unfortunate that Mr. Chuma decided to speak in such an arrogant manner on matters which are very pertinent to the nation. What was done in the petition was proposed a solution to what government should do and must do to ease the challenge that we have. In the first place, it is government that is responsible for the shock. must do in terms of government, we call on the government to immediately institute the necessary reforms to bring the record to admit the record recovered to the people of Zimbabwe. We call on them to act specific economic reforms. For instance, they should honor and support business trade agreements and the livelihoods of the poor, especially cross border traders and vendors, by creating social instrument number 54, which we keep helping our people. They should send an unmistakable signal to welcome foreign investment to create desperately needed jobs. This is what government should be focusing on. And we propose all of these things to the ministry and to the government. It is important for them to undertake an audit of our debt situation on the basis to prevent the international community to which is you are agreed. They should establish the economic need and recover the funds.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Ngarivume. Thank you, Mr. Ngarivume. We'll come back to you. Thank you so much, Mr. Ngarivume. Stay on the line. We have a caller, Vachuwai, from Beitbridge. Magadi. Takasimba tine urombo tambo kuti mubate kwekanguva asi pinda hanyu muchirongwa.
Halo ina. Halo ina.
Taura itinzwe vacho hai.
I think we've got a pit line there, Chunga.
Oh yeah. Ane mane cross line.
Yes.
Halo.
No, I think we are going to call you back because we have got a bad line there, sir. So we are going to come back to you as soon as possible. Please drop your line. We are going to call you.
Mm-hmm.
So now, if you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about a protest that was in Harare. The protesters were marching against what is called bond notes. These bond notes will be introduced in Zimbabwe sometime in October. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And our guests tonight are Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF MP for Pelanda Mpopoma. We also have Mr. Jacob Ngarivume, President of Transform Zimbabwe Party. So now, Baba Chuma, uzwele lapa mnumzano Ngarivume. Wekuluma sivile siti, abantu wakufuni kwenye kutuwa ngama pon notes. So ngara nje ngama fichani, uchukuti, okwenzi utukulumenda kulete, abantu wakufuni kwenye.
Unfortunately, I'll be honest with you, I did not clearly hear what the other gentleman was saying. Ilan like is a bit bad.
Mm.
But, you know, to just respond to what you're saying, uhulumende, uhulumende wabantu. Nako ke nxa elezinto ezinjengazo nalezo ezikhuluma ngazo namhlanje amabond notes, kuqakathekile ukuba ngabe siyayehla phansi ebantwini sichasise into izwakale kuhle ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babe lokwethemba ukuthi uhulumende into le akhuluma ngayo imqoka njalo izosiza. Ngoba iqiniso elikhona ukuthi ye ngenxa yezinto ezenzakalayo emuva ngapha siyakhola isikhathi selovela sama-bearer check nendaba ezinjalo njalo abantu bagcina sebe ze izimali zabe zinenge emabhanki abantu abakatholi sikhathi into abanye ngesilunga i-confidence. Ngakho-ke kubuya endaweni ema-bond notes le bekufuze ngabe siwuchazele kuhle abantu sehla phansi saspreada i-information kuhle ukwenzela abantu bakuzwisise. Ngoba mina nxa ngukhangelo into lokwana akusiyo nto embi nxa kubanjwe kuhle kwasebenziswa ngendlela efakwe ngayo nguhulumende. And akula ngeyindlela futhi uhulumende angabhanisa ngako ngoba into leyana ibhono lenxa ibuya ilekava emali eyavela e-Afrizim Bank. Ngakho-ke akula ngeyindlela ukuthi uhulumende angasulenza bupaka njalo ke ukuyakhanya futhi ukuthi thina vele abazisabenzisi ngamakolo kuza amakhulu kakhulu ntona abanye sibese bakhangela ngaphana okubana bazinothise ngemalela leyana sibe senza lokana abakuthi yona i-money dealing abantu sibefaka ama-crosnet hayi nxa ufuna i-hesdollar wena lebhondoni zakune imali engaka sizenzela into ezinjalo into kumele ngabe siyasuswa enqondweni zabantu singene ngento leyi sibuntuna into le izoncedisa okwesikhathi esifitshane sisadlula ekuhluphekeni lonke elisikikho ukwenzela ukubona umuntu angayehluleki ukuthenga nokuthengisa khonapha phakathi kwelakithi elezimbabwe ukanti-ke nxa sufuna ukuphumela phandle ngale ususebenzisa yona-ke imali leyana emelika kumbe irandi kumbe any other currency engabe isetshenziswa kodwa into lezi bezifuze ngabe zichazele ukuhle abantu ukuthi bakuzize ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babe ne-confidence nohulumende wabo.
Yes, I was going to Baba Chuma. So what Mr. Chuma is saying is that, you know, this is a short-term measure that is designed to revitalize the economy.
Mm-hmm.
So he says people should not worry a lot, even if they are reflecting on what happened to the Zimbabwe dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's saying, no, cool down, we're going to do something. And we wish to actually inform our listeners and our viewers that today we're not actually live streaming our live talk show because President Barack Obama is set to address Mandela Washington Fellows in Washington right now. In that kind of fellowship, there are about 60 Zimbabweans that are attending what is called the Presidential Summit. So that is the apex, or let me say, the top shelf of the Mandela Washington kind of package, you know. So all the fellows are meeting with Mr. Obama.
1,000 of them.
Yeah, so Zulugandaba, namhlanje sishaye ngoba asoze sibe live streamer, ngoba uMongameli uBarack Obama, weMelika ukhangela ukuthi akhulumele abantu okuthiwa yiMandela Washington Fellows laba ngabantu abakuhlelo lolu abakhona ngale eWashington DC kumbe ngithi lapha eWashington DC lapha bakusummit okuthiwa yi-presidential summit nxa sokubuya isummit enjalo uMongameli Obama ujala ukuhlangana labo baxoxe so bese sisaba ukuthi-ke kungaphambaniseka nxa ukuthi singa-live streamer ngesikhathi esifanayo abantu begcina besiba-divided nje
ndizoro Gibbs ndichazopirikira nerurimi rwechizezuru tambonzwa kubva kuna mukoma Sam makadii mukoma Sam
mukoma makasimba here
ndiri mupenyu muri kudonhu ripi mukoma Sam
Free State kuHarry Smith
kusouth africa uku
ichokwadi
ndizvozvo aiwa pindai muchirongwa nyaya yatiri kukurukura ndiyo yekuratidzira kwaitwa nhasi paa paine kuratidzira kwakatipfekeranei paa paine nyaya yekurambwa kwemabond notes kwoitawo vamwe vechidiki vari kuti tapedza zvidzidzo asi hatina mabasa vanga vachiratidzirawo kwoitawo vamwe vanga vachiti aiwa utongo hwamugabe nehurumende hunenge hwatadza kusimudza nyika kubva kumadhaka saka dai vari vamwe vasiya zvigaro ndo zvanga zviripo nhasi tipei pfungwa dzenyu
mukoma chekutanga ndechekuti hatikarabii vanhu vatichingodzidza tisingakawani mabasa tiri kuita madokta mainjiniya vanhu vagere kumba vatoka nemadzibaba baba anoti wakaendere chii mwana wangu kuchikoro dai vandibetsera uye zvine ndazorora kusenza saka zvirevi chinhu zviri kuitika munyika izvi
saka imi munokurudzira chii nokuti tambonzwa honarable chuma vari kusvoropodza nyaya yekuti mangoti kanhu kadiki diki muhamaratidzira pane dzimwe nzira dzokuti munogona kusvitsa nadzo zvichemo zvenyu kuhurumende
aiwa izvo zviri kutoitika zvakanaka nekuti tatisingakwanisi nguva yakapereisa ichichidzirwa asi nezidzanguva yekuti nguva yakwana takufanira kuratidzira zvatinoda munyika yedu nekuti munyika mutisu varidzi venyika nekuti kutonga ungatongi matombo unotonga vanhu
aiwa maita basa zvikuru
yemabhondi koini haiwa hatiide vada kupa mari kuda kuita mari nekusaiti kwavo
mabhondi notes asika nyaya iripo ndeyekuti bhondi noti rinongotenga zvaa zvichingoitawo us dollar nokuti chikuru ndechekuti une bepa iroro here riri kumirira mari ndofunga ndo zvinenge zvichitsanangurwa nevanoziva nyaya dzezveupfumi kuti aiwa chaunenge wakatakura iyi akatakura iye ndiye chawakabata ndiwo mari
hazviri nani kunotenga newspaper tocheka newspaper toita mari yekunyika kana zvakadaro
aiwa mukoma maita basa mukoma Sam ipfungwa yenyuwo ndofunga vateereri vari kuinzwa Gibbs kune umwe muteereri
ye lomnuzana kuandrew baba andrew unjani kuna ape kole kuyangizwa andrew egoli
ndofunga nare yawe ngira
kuhambe kubira ye
akuchena gips regani bo dzivisa vanhu kuti nasi hatina live streaming pamadande mutande vajaira kutona tichitefenyura tichibuda live nasi hatina nokuti pane hurongwa hukuru hunokosha huri kuitika ku kudivire mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica President Barack Obama kwavari kusangana nevechidiki vanosvika chiuru vanga vari muno muAmerica kuchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Tinonzwa kuti kune vanosvika 56 vanobva kuZimbabwe vari kupinda muchirongwa ichocho. Nhasi vari kupeta chirongwa vachisangana nemutungamiri weAmerica vaBarack Obama vanove vakaparura chirongwa ichochi muna 2010. Saka ndo hurongwa huripo, ndofunga ndo vanenge vachibuda padande mutande panguva yamanga muchitifanira kunge muchitiona. Asi zvisinei vurai nepfenyuro dzenyu maradio tiri kutefenyura
ye eredweni sikona sibi live kuna ngapo ntemba liyasizwa kuhle sibese sibuyela ke umnumzana ungarivume Mr. Ngarivume, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Right. Nufunga Gibbs, tikakumbira if Mr. Ngarivume, if you are using a loudspeaker, maybe you can switch that off so that you are clear. I heard Honorable Chuma saying he can get
okay,
you.
Yeah. So if you have got that alternative, can you do it, please? Yes.
Yeah, in fact, I am not. I
Oh,
okay. So maybe we've got that kind of a problem. So now, in brief, Mr. Ngarivume, how effective are these kind of protests in terms of, you know, bringing change in Zimbabwe? One minute.
Yeah, they are very effective. They are very effective because that's firstly, it's provided for in the constitution for us to protest and make sure that we put pressure on a regime that is resistant to change. So it is very important for us to express that anger and also to express alternative ideas to measures like the bond notice government is trying to introduce. So it's very effective when people come together. And any sensible government or any serious government should, in fact, respond to people's concerns. That is the expectation. But of course, when a government is arrogant and when they choose not to listen to the people, then they can do whatever they want. They can ignore it. But of course, they can ignore it at a cost. One day, surely, the people, that's why you see people rising up to resist the regime that they want to listen to them. So I think this is a way and a warning shot to the government to stop to listen to people.
So let's get to Mr. Chuma. Mr. Chuma, there's nothing wrong with people demanding regime change. That's politics. So this is exactly what you know people are doing. So can you react to that?
When you want to demand regime change, there's only one constitutional way of doing that, and that is going to the public who do the voting themselves and canvassing for their support. That's if you have now registered a political party. And then hope that the people will vote for you. And when they do so, then you can come in and change the regime through the ballot box. Unless if we want to bring it through other unorthodox means, then you can lay it on the table. But if it's about the constitutional and democratic way of doing it is through the ballot box. In 2013, it happened. That ushered in Mugabe regime. 2018 is coming. Let's wait for it. And while I'm at it, may I also personally say,
Can you hold it, Mr. Chuma? Mr. Chuma, can you hold it a little bit? Can you hold it a little bit? We are coming back. We are just taking a short break. We just want to drink a bit of water. And Mr. Chuma, so hold on there. And Mr. Jacob Ngarivume too, can you hold on there? So wish to say, you know, goodbye to some of those people who always listen to us on the radio. So stay tuned.